Accelerator number one, other people's money. The first accelerator in starting a business is to use other people's money. Many people start their businesses using their own personal credit cards, loans from family members, or personal loans from banks. While this may be necessary if you are just starting out, remember that the quickest way to accelerate your business is by inviting investors to join you. However, a word of caution, be careful who you invite to participate. You may want to maintain control of the management of the company and limit the involvement of the investors. Also be careful how much equity you give up, because as your company grows and needs additional monies to expand, you may need to look for a second or third round of investment dollars. Have this factored in when you create your original business plan. You may also be able to fund your growth through the excess cash flow from your business. During the first 2 years of the Rich Dad Company, Sharon, Kim, and I took no money out of the company but reinvested it into growing the business. The next step we took was to look for strategic partners. By licensing certain rights to them and sharing the profits with them, we were able to expand using our strategic partners' money and our strategic partners' distribution systems. We have used this strategic partner model many times in growing our business. Accelerator number two, entity selection. Choosing the proper entity in which to hold your business is critical. You absolutely do not want to hold your business as a sole proprietorship or general partnership. Review the various requirements and benefits of a C corporation, S corporation, limited liability company, also known as an LLC, or limited partnership, or LP, with your attorney and tax advisor to see which entity will provide the best protection for your business and result in the best tax advantages, thus maximizing your cash flow. Accelerator number three, other people's time. If you are a good business owner, you have the leverage of other people and systems doing your work. In other words, if you are a good business person, it is the same as earning money for nothing once the business is up and running. Most people will have to work for money for much of their lives because they work for a business rather than working to build a business. Accelerator number four, tax laws. The tax man is on your side when you are a business owner. By starting a business, you may even be able to convert personal expenses into legitimate deductible business expenses. Accelerator number five, charity. My rich dad always reminded me of the saying, give and you shall receive. Being generous and giving back to the community are essential elements in growing your business. You may not know how the returns on your charitable giving will be realized, but they will be. The more people you serve, the richer you will become. It is through the combination of all these accelerators that you will be able to maximize the velocity of growing your business and your cash flow. You can then reinvest your cash flow into the business to continue its growth or invest it into new assets like real estate. Asset number two, real estate. Accelerator number six, other people's money. My banker is on my side for investing in real estate. Let's say I buy a $100,000 property by using $10,000 of my own money and $90,000 of my bank's money. The banker allows the investor to also take the phantom cash flow as well as capital gains from their side of the investment. In other words, even if the bank technically owns 90% of the investment, the investor also gets the banker's share of the phantom cash flow as well as the banker's share of the capital gains. Think about that one. How many business partners will give you their share of the profits? In this case, your banker does. The banker has 90% of the risk, but you receive their share of the profits. They get nothing but the interest, which is paid by your tenant. Ask your financial planner if your mutual fund will give you that great a deal. Will your mutual fund loan you 90% of the money, assume 90% of the risk, but take 0% of the profits? That is what Rich Dad called magic money. Financial planners often say that employers often match their employees' contributions. That is, at best, a 1-to-1 ratio versus the 1-to-9 ratio in real estate. Accelerator number seven, entity selection. Entity selection is again critical in understanding the secrets and strategies that the rich have used for generations to protect their real estate assets. Often you will want to have separate entities for each property, so if one property is put at risk, your others are not. Popular entities for holding real estate are limited liability companies and limited partnerships. You will want to get competent advice from your attorney and tax strategist, as the choice may also be important based on your state laws. Accelerator number eight, tax laws, depreciation and real estate paper losses. The tax man offers great accelerators in your real estate income and cash flow in the form of depreciation. This is also called phantom cash flow, which means more money into the investor's pocket today, not when they retire. Why I invest in real estate, secondarily, is that the tax advantages for real estate are different from the tax advantages in paper assets. If I invested in paper assets second, rather than real estate, I would not receive the greater leverage.